Jim Rutledge.
For me, Jordan Love can start shutting people up by just winning the damn division one time.
Molly Brown.
You should be going further than getting a 7 seed and not winning a playoff game. That is a fact. You should be getting further with this team that you have.
Welcome to Wisconsin's Afternoon Hangout.
You think the Packers would win 5?
Yes, that's what I said.
Neutral field?
I said it 3 times. 5 and 5.
Why?
This is Molly and Jim, presented by Coors Light on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and the ESPN Madison YouTube channel.
It's good to hear you're still a positive person after working with Jim for as long as you have.
Alongside Molly Brown, here's Jim Rutledge.
Welcome back to Molly and Jim. You can see us on the ESPN Madison YouTube stream, and you can stream us on the ESPN Wisconsin app, and we are presented by Coors Light. And we've had a fun first hour talking about how the air outside tastes like an ashtray, the floor of a sawmill, whatever. I don't know what else you want to come up with. Molly Brown has offered, if anyone wants to lick her Kia.
No.
You can then.
Not anyone.
Oh,
not... I'm just kidding.
Only a select few. Well, now I'm honored I was offered to lick her Kia.
No, so, it's covered in ashes for what it's worth, people, because the sky and the air is disgusting.
Real bad.
It's real bad.
I would say that that's one of those things where I feel like I would get ill. Like, it wouldn't be worth, like, a social media thing to, like, oh, like the Kia. I would get sick.
Why would that even, like, well, be a social media thing?
Well, you asked me, like, you said, you could, like, lick my Kia to see what it tastes like. Like, and then.
Oh, and then that'd be the taste?
Yeah.
So let's just move on from that topic.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
But outside, it is like the inside of a restaurant in 1989. That's what I think we've all decided. Or apparently the inside of a cabin with Riley Yauch and his boys.
Riley, how many, like how drunk do you need to be to have a cigarette?
A cigarette? I got to be pretty tipsy.
Okay.
I'm not a huge cigarette guy, but as they say, drunk cigs don't count. So.
Molly, be honest.
That has to get clipped. Riley, do your job.
But can I?
Fine.
Drunk
you
did.
You thought you knew Riley. You don't know Riley.
No, not at all. I thought you were like a goody two shoes.
I mean, probably with certain stuff, but not when it comes to drinking and cigs.
I don't know anymore.
Molly,
I don't know
who
you are.
Definitely thought you were like a straight edge. Basically,
for sure. You might be a little freaky. We were just talking about Giannis a little bit ago. My God.
How
freaky is Riley? On a scale of one to freak.
How taken aback would you be if you're just like after, let's say, a Badger game. Let's say we do another show Badger game, and then we go out and we're hanging out with Riley. And Riley's just all of a sudden
Riley!
You go to the bathroom, you come out, and Riley's just ripping cigs.
Right.
That'd be crazy. I mean, depending on how this Badger season goes,
right.
Riley might be.
He might. Yeah, Riley, honestly, this Badger. How many cigarettes did you smoke after Badger losses this year?
This year, none, because I was on top of, you know, my
work. He hosts the post-game show. Right.
But we also weren't on location for a lot of shows, because somehow the Badgers kept getting bumped to prime time, so we kept having to host here because they were the show was going until 1 a.m., so this year, if they have more afternoon, noon games, be out at more bars in the Madison area, if there are some painful losses this year, maybe some fans could hook me up. We could share a cig outside on the patio.
During the fourth quarter. So then Riley's not, he's still doing his post-game duties.
Yep.
But that's when you're going to have to do it, is like right during the game.
That
works. I don't
even think you can advertise cigarettes. We couldn't get him like a cigarette endorsement. Like,
you can't advertise cigarettes?
I don't think so.
Really?
Like, do you see cigarette ads anymore?
No, I don't. But I feel like you always used to see them, like, maybe that was just like
Zyn ads.
Yeah, like they were so.
I've never seen a Zyn ad.
I haven't seen one.
I have.
Well, you're maybe the target demo.
I think I am. Yeah.
I might be out of that range.
Yeah. But like, I think because they were so unhinged, like, yeah, you can't advertise anymore.
Interesting. Yeah, because I feel like it was like Cowboys. Was like the
the Marble, you know?
Marbles.
Yeah,
yeah.
Maybe that's just because they learned in
worse?
Like
they class. Had like a point. You know how like you go to like whatever, you know, your favorite place, and you get like a point system, and you can like credit card reward points. They had that for cigs, and you could get like beach bags and like things that like were family things, and like they were like Marble like
branded.
That's crazy.
Yeah. 844-770-3776. Carbon Stock and Text Line list is more. Why are we talking about cigarettes? Because we're living in an ashtray right now. So if you want to chime in on if you had any cigarette-branded paraphernalia when you were a kid.
Money Mitch says, hell yeah, Riley. That means he's professional at work.
Yeah! Riley, after a Badger game, I feel like, he like is the Ben Affleck meme where you see him outside smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, just like depressed.
Yeah. That just seems like Riley after.
For
like,
sure.
The post game show helped immensely when
like
it came to processing. Yeah,
sure.
Processing the loss. It's significantly worse when you can't vent.
That is so funny.
So I
want to be around Riley when the Badgers are doing horrendous.
844-770-3776. That is the Carbo Stock text line. List is more. And I'm actually trying to see now if you can get, if there's still, I see a Marlboro Rewards website, but I have to like log into it. So I just want to know like the most unhinged Marlboro things. And we're talking about
Did you have things that were like branded?
No, my dad worked in insurance, so he had a lot of like insurance underwriter stuff. So like places people you've never heard of, like the people who like actually you've heard the term underwriter.
Sure.
Like, yeah, like an insurance company, but then they use someone to like actually cover your insurance. And okay. So like that's the company. And so like I would have like but they would give so much. We had a lot of koozies and like popcorn was a big one. So every year my dad would have like five or six bins of like those popcorn things with like multiple flavors.
Yeah.
Lots of chocolates.
It's like a Boy Scout thing.
Right. But I mean like you would just give it and then they just stick their logo on it like Aeon and it'd be like bam. And if it, you know like we give partner gifts like he sold their products so they would give him gifts. You know I'll tell you what though. I don't think they do this anymore. When he did insurance on personal lines he did so well. He won a trip to Hawaii. Like him and my mom went to Hawaii.
That's cool. I know somebody recently that like was like the top salesperson or something at their company, and they got a trip to Hawaii.
What the heck? Riley, do we have a call?
We do. Scott and Stoughton.
All right, Scott. Please tell me you got some gear story for us. What do you got?
Oh, used to get so much gear. It was insane.
What was some of the things you remember?
Never smoked.
Do you remember?
I worked for a food chain. It was on Milwaukee Street, right across from the post office in Madison. And you know, back then you would take the packs of cigarettes out of the carton and you put them on the individual thing. You know, you just stack them up, and then when you were done, you know, you'd have the empty carton, and they never kept it, so you could just take the UPC code off of the carton and mail it in.
Okay.
You know, you get like five, you get a beach towel, you get 10, you get this, you know, coolers, shirts, hats, you name it. I never smoked. It was like I was having to find new addresses to mail stuff to.
And
the same thing with kitty litter too. They used to run that stuff.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Never owned a cat.
This is crazy.
Yeah, well, you're living the life there. Thank you for calling in on that. That's great info. I did find some stuff here. We have more calls coming in, 844-770-3776. That's Carbo Stock text line. List is more. Chime in if you had some cigarette rewards, I guess, is basically how I want to do it. So I did find, Molly, a little bit here.
Okay.
The Marlboro Miles was a program that like you clipped miles from the bottom of your cigarette packs to redeem them. So you could get things like denim barn jackets. That's on brand. That makes sense. Two-person kayaks.
Okay.
I would kill for, like, just to be rolling down Mirror Lake in a Marlboro kayak. Does it look like a cigarette?
I mean, if it was free, that'd be pretty sweet.
It's not free. You had to smoke a lot of cigarettes and slowly
kill yourself.
Well,
if you're already going to do it.
Zippo.
These are like box tops.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. Zippo lighters. That makes sense.
Okay.
And then water-resistant CD players.
Interesting.
Just fire up your CD player.
Carlino the Badger Bear says, I used to cross a busy street in Waukegan with a dollar from my big sis for two packs of Cools, menthols, and a can of Coke for each of us.
Camel Cash was the next one here.
Sounds delightful.
That was Joe Camel. And you could purchase things like Swiss Army knives, leather money clips,
neon signs and pop-up tents. What's with the outdoorsy stuff? Like
nothing Riley, like outdoors like, and cigarettes.
No, Rick and Wanakee, I just talked with him. He didn't want to go on air, but he said he used to be a big Newport guy, okay. And they gave away jackets, cups, and a mountain bike. So
what's that's
apparently
crazy.
You could get a Newport mountain bike.
So could you imagine the
from
garage?
That's
crazy. The garage would be a Newport mountain bike, a Joe Camel tent, and then a Marlboro
two-person kayak. Add this one to the list, too. Money Mitch on the ESPN Madison YouTube stream says, Marlboro Ranch is a thing. My dad had the duffel bag. So great. You can pack your bags, go camping with your pop-up tent, your two-person kayak, and mountain bike.
Then there's old gold gift stars going back to the mid-1900s. Trading stamps. So inside of it, there was stamps and gift stars you could turn in. You could redeem them for household goods and glassware.
Okay, so Marlboro cups.
Yeah, well, not with Old Star cups.
Oh,
yeah,
Old Star,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. Wow.
This is crazy.
So that is, here we go. I actually found 25 things you could redeem that had the Marlboro logo on it and with Marlboro miles. So you cut the miles off the back of your cigarettes there.
Okay.
So, wow, that is pool table.
Oh, that's fun. That's
yes,
a good one.
Designed exclusively by Brunswick for Marlboro, and you could get how much you could smoke.
Yeah. Do the pool sticks look like cigarettes?
No, it's a regular pool table.
Well, that'd be cool if it was
so
like
cigarette themed. We'll see if we can get some of these on the ESPN Madison YouTube stream. But on the wood that kind of went around the felt for the pool table,
yeah.
That's where they had the brand there of like designed by Marlboro.
Interesting. Burnt Broad on the ESPN Madison YouTube stream says Newport bike makes me want to smoke.
Yeah. We just had Dan in Evansville give us a call. Again, didn't want to go on air, but he said a buddy of his did jail time in Huber and collected all of the Newport cases, sent them to Dan in Evansville's house. So then he would get the gear. He said he didn't know what he would get, but usually it'd be like, again, outdoors stuff. You get fishing lures, T-shirts, and the like. So
this is insane.
This is nuts. I had no idea this was a thing.
Me either.
Before my
time. Some of the stuff you could like gift, you know, like, can I interest you in a windbreaker with matching pants?
So God, red this is and black, just going to be the ultimate camping trip.
Red and black windbreaker with the Marlboro logo on it. These are all Marlboro with matching pants, too.
Oh.
You know that smelled like cigarettes.
For sure.
Yeah, like that just a camera, a Canon camera with the Marlboro logo on it. So literally, they just took things and like put a logo on it, put the Marlboro logo on it.
This is crazy.
A mess kit, another camping thing, another mess kit. So like
mess kit.
Basically a bunch of camping utensils with Marlboro logo on it.
I thought it was like if you have like a mess.
Chili recipes? Did
okay.
They, do you think they included like smoke? Like
right.
Shaking a little
smoke
bit.
Smoke flavor?
A horseshoe, of course. Yeah, yeah. Marlboro horseshoe, that would make sense, yep. Stopwatch? I don't think you're doing a lot of running, smoking marbs. This would make sense, a barbecue set.
Maybe they're just trying to promote like a...
Beach towel?
Yeah, maybe they're just trying to promote... Actually, a beach towel would be cool. Maybe they're trying to promote like a healthy lifestyle to balance out like
lantern.
The cancer.
Maybe. Lantern? CD holder? I mean, this is nice. Coffee pot? This is insane. Yeah. Yep, fishing gear. 844-770-3776.
Crazy.
What I really want is someone... Ooh, the leather messenger bag. I would use that. I'd rock that.
Okay.
Even with the, you know, that smelled like cigarettes. Watches as well. Insane. There's got to be someone out there whose parents gave them a cigarette branded thing for Christmas, like on some level.
Probably.
Or Santa brought it to them. 844, could you imagine? 844-770-3776. It's the Carbon Stock Text Line. This is more. Hey, hon, Santa brought you the Marlboro two person kayak you were looking for. That would be something else.
Did you give away High Life?
Oh, I got to give away some High Life here.
Yeah, you do. High Life and a Siggy. Nothing better.
Honestly, every time I drink a High Life, I'm like, a Sig would go well with this.
Yeah.
Let's go caller 16 because it's July 16th.
Caller number 16, 844-770-3776. You win a case of High Life. Just the case of High Life. 844-770-3776. You win a case of High Life. Caller number 16. You made me believe in love again. You got me on the Jamie Madison. That's where millions of dollars are won every single weekend. And they also have a promotion coming up here, Piggy Bank Boost, Friday, July 31st. And basically on July 31st, they're going to give away a total of $25,000. You can win all $25,000. There's going to be 24 winners of $1,000 cash and then one grand prize winner as well. You can get boost in their prize points and everything like that. Entries every day. Get one free entry and one additional entry for every 50 points earned at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. So go be a winner and go to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. We have unearthed a whole new group of callers and interaction on the ESPN Madison YouTube and on the talking text line 844-770-3776. That's the Carbon Talk text line. List is more. And it's mainly because outside, it gives the vibes of a restaurant in the United States in 1989. It's just hazy, even though there was a smoking and non-smoking section. Mm-hmm. It's just hazy. And outside, it smells like I imagine those restaurants smell, and it probably tasted like those restaurants tasted. Before we get to our caller, also worth noting, how bad was, or how little did you taste food back then, too?
Because I wasn't alive, so I
know,
didn't
but like
taste
you could kind of just guess, like.
But were you just so immune to it, though, that like it didn't even affect you?
I don't think you knew what you're missing out on. But I believe cigarettes and cigarette smoke kind of deaden your taste buds a little bit. I believe that's one of the side effects. So like, I feel like even if you're just in a restaurant, like I feel like your food probably just didn't taste as good, even if you weren't a smoker, because it kind of mutes it a little bit.
Maybe.
So I don't know.
It would make sense.
It's just an insane time to be alive. And I was alive for it, but my parents didn't smoke cigarettes. My dad would do a cigar from time to time. Let's get out to Jason in Madison. He's got a bunch of apparently SIG gear. Jason, what do you got?
Hey, how's it going? Love your guys' show. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate you calling.
I used to collect Marlboro Miles back in like the late 90s and early 2000s, and they had all kinds of stuff. I've got like 5 pool cues from them, a bunch of duffel bags, all kind of poker chips, a poker tabletop. Just that's many different things. Outdoor camping equipment, cast iron pans.
That's insane.
It is. It's crazy.
Wait, so you said you have
I worked in a bar where I was.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I got like 5 different pool cues. So I never got the table or anything. I never had that many.
I can't imagine how many that was.
I used to look at those. I don't even know. It was like thousands of them.
Yeah.
But I worked at this bar, and people knew that I collected them, and one of our regulars started bringing me his, which were crazy, because he gave me just thousands and thousands of miles. They were, like, I can't even imagine their house, because they were all yellow, stained, and sticky and stuff.
Yes. Yeah, no kidding. I just imagine their name is Gary. And, like,
yeah,
they had, like, that. And they were, like, a home remodel, like, outdoor remodeler. And just like the hardest working person you've ever met in your life, and use the word supper.
He could have been. I never saw him eat. I only saw him drink liquid lunches.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing.
But it was really cool. They used to have all kinds of stuff. I still have duffel bags. I've got cast iron pans. I've got these pool cues. Many, many things. I use the tabletop poker table thing.
Yeah.
Often.
I bet. Yeah. No.
And not everything says Marlboro on it either.
Oh, okay. Okay. Because I was telling Molly that every once in a while, especially when we go on vacation, the fam likes to go to like flea markets and stuff. And I was like, you know what? I might just make it my goal to like just search out random cigarette branded things at these flea markets just to have them, because I think it's absolutely a piece of Americana, but also
a piece of history.
Also hilarious. But it's just such a part of our history that now just like doesn't exist, but like it was so ingrained of like, yeah, you got points.
It was really cool. It was all like pretty high quality stuff too, really. Like it was all well made. It was like it's like a Coleman camp stove.
Yeah, it looked like, I mean, I looked at a website and it looks like they like buy like Canon cameras and stuff like that, and then they would just brand their logo on it. So you got good stuff. They just put their logo on it.
That's crazy. They
did. Yeah, it reminds me a little bit of modern day. I had a credit card, and they're off of this now, but they had like a credit card store, and you'd earn points, and then you could buy stuff off of that. It wasn't branded, but like you could get. So it's probably the same sort of thing. So, Jason, awesome, awesome stories. We appreciate you listening. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, you guys have a great night.
You too. 844-770-3776. Garbage Talk text line, list is more. Smiley, are you more surprised that there was a way to get points to get cigarette branded gear, or that Riley rips a cig every once in a while?
Definitely more that Riley rips a cig every once in a while, which is still crazy. I can't believe that that's actually your life. Not your life. Like, I'm making it seem like you're like a chronic cigarette smoker.
Not a chronic smoker.
No, just when you have a couple pops in you.
Exactly.
No, it's actually like, the more I think about it, the more I think like cigarette brands were like ahead of their time, like with rewards programs. Yeah. Because it's like, we have so many, like every restaurant you go to has a rewards program now. So like, why wouldn't something that you buy? I mean, I feel like sometimes like Gatorade bottles have like different promos like that you can do. Like, I don't know, you collect however many things and stuff. At least that used to be like a thing.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Otherwise, it reminds me, like, we don't have it here, but I was reminded that places actually do have this when I went to Iowa like recently. My grandma still has like she saves Coke bottles and like Coke cans.
Yep, you can take
because
them.
Then like she puts it all into like a huge bag, and then her mail, or not her mail lady, her like lady that like mows her lawn and does all that stuff, like takes it then and like brings it somewhere. I don't know where you bring it. And then she donates the money to like the little town's like library or something.
Okay. When I was a kid, like
we would, Can King.
Yeah. When I was a kid, my dad would,
there was like the machine thing.
We'd recycle and mm-hmm. we'd drive out to I don't know where. And then like you'd get like a couple bucks.
We had one in Milton. I don't know when they
Milton
got
might have been
it.
When I did it in Fort Atkinson. Yeah. I don't know where it was.
It was right next to, it was at the bottom of the parking lot of either Varsity Lanes, the bowling alley in town, or the Ace Hardware store.
Mm-hmm.
And you took giant garbage bags full of cans, threw it in, and it spit out a few bucks for you.
Yeah, because you get like 5 cents a can or five cents a bottle, whatever it is. Yeah.
Times are wild.
Yeah.
It is. Stiff, yeah.
And some of the ripping cigs, dumping cans into a machine and getting some money out for another pack of cigs. Like,
sounds kind of nice. Life.
Life's simple. And air quality was exactly the same. This is Molly and Jim. A trip down memory lane today on Molly and Jim, because the air quality is that of a restaurant in 1989, basically anywhere in America, where they had smoking sections and non-smoking sections, but basically it was all smoking sections. And it really does blow my mind. It's one of those things, you watch those old videos too, and I've seen old videos of people getting upset that they couldn't drink and drive anymore. And there's like, I don't know if you've ever seen any of those. Or
no.
You can find them on Instagram, and there'll be like an old guy with a Marlboro hanging out of his mouth. He's like, I had a hard day at work, and if I want to have a Coors Light or two on my way home driving my Silverado, I should be able to. And like, they're like really mad. And like,
that's crazy.
When they stop, when they ban that. And then the next one was, I don't want to wear a seatbelt. And then it's like, if I don't want to wear a seatbelt, I don't want my kids to wear a seatbelt, then they shouldn't have to. And then obviously everyone.
Life is insane.
Right?
Like, how people even lived.
I just wonder what ours is going to be.
Yeah.
Where people be like, I can't believe.
Cell phones.
People ate lettuce.
Yeah, right. That too.
Won't be able to eat lettuce anymore. They just ate lettuce. Like, you could just do that without like boiling it for 4 days. Yeah. But anyways, yeah, probably cell phones when we all have giant brain tumors. But 844-770-3776. Garbo's talking text line is more. You know me, Mr. Positivity. We have another caller. I forgot his name. Who's on the line?
Justin in Madison.
Justin in Madison. Justin's got another, I think, cigarette story for us.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
I was listening on the way home to you talking about all the fun gear you used to buy back in the day with the Marlboro Miles and Camel Cash, et cetera. And, man, I was cracking up. That's so funny. And it's me. It's me you're looking for. I'm 43 years old today, living in Madison. In the 90s, I was up in Oshkosh, and my grandpa, he was a Marlboro man. And literally, he looked like the Marlboro man. He acted like the Marlboro man. He was very much the Marlboro man, and he stacked up those Miles. And every year for Christmas, he bought us gifts with his Marlboro Miles. So I had
amazing
jackets. I had a cooler. I had a duffel bag. It was super inappropriate to wear to middle school when I was in eighth grade, but I was very fond of it.
Yeah, you thought you were so when cool, when he for passed. Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, definitely. At 12?
Yeah.
14?
Yeah.
My Marlboro hat?
Oh, absolutely.
He passed away last year, and when we went through his stuff, I found a really cool old jean jacket with a leather Marlboro patch on it, and all the metal buttons down the front say Marlboro on them. It had to have been a high-dollar item.
Yeah.
So we handed that down to my daughter. So we're a couple generations removed, still rocking the Marlboro Miles gear. None of us smoke, but today we can't help it. You step outside, we're all smokers today.
Right. Honestly, Justin, that is a heartwarming story. That is awesome. I love that you handed that down to your daughter, because that's a really cool, story to keep going of having that jacket kind of run through the family. It is really just it's generational, the idea of like how different things were, but still like remembering like someone with that, because you guys don't smoke, but you still remember Grandpa. That's amazing, Justin. Thank you for chiming in with that.
Absolutely. Thanks for the story, you guys. It's funny.
All right. Thank you for the story. 844-770-3776. I think you're going to go ahead and read it.
Tommy T in Madison says, in the 90s, I had a girlfriend who smoked Camel and saved the Camel cash. Here's the thing. To get the really good stuff required huge amounts, so the bike or kayak would cost you like $4,000.
Right. Oh, absolutely. That's how all this stuff works.
But also, girl math here. If you're going to spend, like, I don't know how much a pack of cigarettes costs. I know that it was expensive because that was like the big thing where, like, I remember my mom always being like, gosh, how do people even like afford to have that kind of habit?
Wait, so how much, expensive habit. Riley, have you bought a cigarette? A pack of cigarettes?
Yeah, once. I really? Think. I didn't even end up smoking them all.
What is it, like 20
like
bucks?
One or something. No, it's not that much.
Oh,
it's not bad. I didn't buy a carton of cigarettes.
Okay,
I just bought one pack.
Okay, let me look up what a cigarette carton. But I'm just trying to do the math here. Essentially, my girl math is, if you're already going to buy it, basically, I mean, you're still getting the kayak for free, so that saves you.
All the cancer like you're going to get later?
Well,
carcinogens.
Yeah.
If you... just don't think negative. Just think positive here. When we're talking girl math, we're only thinking positive, okay? So if you're going to buy $5,000 worth of cigarettes in over, let's say, a couple years.
Might as well get the kayak.
Yeah, you get the kayak for free. That saves you $500 or whatever the kayak costs. I don't know how nice of a kayak is. Could be like a $1,000 kayak.
So I'm curious about this for our listeners and for you guys. For me, my grandpa, like Justin, was also a huge smoker. So going to his house, I always associate all those good memories with the smell of cigarettes. So I love the smell of cigarette smoke. I think it's
gross.
The best. Do you guys like the smell of smoke or cigarette smoke specifically? Because
no.
I'm a big fan.
It is the least favorite of my mouth smoke smells, I would say. Okay.
Mouth smoke? What are the other mouth smoke
Cigar
smells?
Cigar and...
Mary Jane.
Devil's lettuce.
Yeah, the devil's lettuce. Well, the devil's lettuce, honestly, now is just
it's now
lettuce.
Actually just it's regular lettuce.
Yeah. Shredded lettuce from Taco Bell, actually.
Right. Shredded lettuce anywhere, just it's all the devil's lettuce.
Yeah.
Those two smells are better than cigarette smell for me. My granddad smoked, but I had the reverse of like I guilted him out of smoking. But I do like the smell of cigars, and I'm not gonna freak out at the smell of the devil's lettuce.
I don't. If the devil's lettuce smell is very strong, then I'm like out. Because there were times where I was driving when I was in Milwaukee a couple months ago when I had to go there for work. There were times where I was driving through and I was just like, okay, I'm getting like a headache from this smell. I'm very sensitive to smell, so like cigarette smell, not a fan.
So smoke smells get me, bleach gets me. So I will say, yes, there was actually...
Chloroform gets me.
Can't stand it. You know how many times I've tried to use it and just can't get the job done. So with... weed. There was someone like in our neighborhood. This was like probably a month ago when you actually could have your windows open.
Okay.
Where hair quality and heat, you know, were
hair
okay.
Quality?
No, air quality, yeah. So we had the windows open in Nola's room, and someone was outside of our house with their doors closed, and the smoke was seeping out of the pores of the car. And then into the window upstairs, and we had a fan blowing the smoke. So honestly, like the entire upstairs was like a lot. And the girls panicked because we were like, oh, that's weed smell. They're like, oh, we're high. I'm like, that's not relaxed. You're not high. You're going to be just fine. But like they were freaking out. But my wife and I were like, this is a lot. So then we had to close up the house and turn on the air because it was such a strong smell. And it was like it was skunky. So it like that had a taste in your mouth, like that smoky taste in your mouth, sort of like what is going on? All right.
The calls just keep coming.
I love it though. It's funny.
Michael and Madison, I never thought I would do 2 hours, Molly, on smoking in July 16th of 2026.
Hey, training camp is 13 days away.
Let's get to Michael and Madison. He's got a take on smell preferences. I'm assuming smoke smell preferences.
Yes.
Yeah.
You there?
Yep. Hey, Michael.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember my grandpa, he took me to my uncle's basketball games, and this is like in 82, and they smoke right in the entryway of the high school. Well, every time I smoke and everything, it always reminds me of my grandpa because he taught me my work ethic and everything.
Yeah.
I owe him a lot. And I actually, the smell of smoke actually triggers me, to be more motivated than the smell of alcohol because I can never stand the smell of alcohol or the taste of it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for the call. That's good. You know what I'm hearing a lot of is, there's nostalgia to it. I don't think, just a guess, I would imagine nobody worked harder than the grandparents of our listeners who ripped cigs. I feel like they are, and I mean this sincerely, the hardest working people you could come across. And, gruff, but, for their... And honestly, so, Riley, which side of the family is your grandpa?
Dad, for sure.
Mom's
side. Mom's side. Okay. Yeah.
Interesting. But he ran steel mills.
Oh, my God, yeah. My grandpa who smoked, and he quit before I was born, because both grandparents smoked, but my dad's dad quit before he smoked, and he ran a lumber mill.
Yep, okay, same thing.
Yeah, a lot of smoke in there. So
mm-hmm. This is great. I don't, I only have, cousins and, a sibling that smokes, and that's it.
So, and nobody, my brother smokes more cigarettes than he leads on. So, yeah, he definitely.
Than he leads on.
He, tries to pretend that he doesn't, he only smokes when he drinks, but he's kind of developed a full-on smoking habit now. We'll talk about that on the other side. We're going to call him, and we're going to have an intervention. This is Molly and Jim. It is a thirsty Thursday here on Molly and Jim, brought to you by Dancing Goat Distillery. They are located out in Cambridge. They have live music on once a month on Thursdays. They've moved it from today. They will do it next week, so we'll tell everyone about that. But live music at Dancing Goat Distillery once a month during the summer on Thursdays, but they have moved today's to a different day.
Do you want me to tell you what's offered there?
Yeah,
got it?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
So, like Jim said, they don't have it this week, but it got moved to next week, Thursday the 23rd. So they will be grilling burgers and brats, and $5 gets you a burger or a brat and a bag of chips. So that's incredible.
Yeah, that is a great deal there. Mm-hmm. So go ahead and do that next week. Make sure to obviously enjoy our show as well. And we got a little bit of time here, 844-770-3776, if you want to chime in on your favorite relative that smoked. That's basically what we're getting here. I did not expect a trip down memory lane, and I guess before the show we both kind of got on Riley a little bit about the idea that cigarette smoke is nostalgic, but I think he's proven right on that.
I mean, I think it is for a lot of people, which is insane to me because like I said, I can't the smell. I can't.
I'm sure clearly not the only one.
No, you're not
given
not
how many callers we had today. This is a big thing.
My nostalgic smell from a grandparent is cinnamon rolls. Your guys' is cigarettes. So we have different childhoods.
Well, I guess so. That's Wisconsin through and through. It's Molly and Jim. We'll be back at it tomorrow.